It's Real Talk with Raylene Challenor, foster care and adoption.
Hi, and welcome back to another Real Talk. I'm your host, Raylene Challenor, and this is Real Talk with real people about foster care and adoption. Today is a treat. My new best friend, Jennifer Hamilton, is in the studio with me today, and I want to welcome you, Jennifer. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So excited to hear your story. Jennifer's going to share their journey of adoption, adopting three Native American girls.
Yes.
Yes, all girls.
All girls.
Okay. When they already had three biological children.
Correct.
So you guys went from three to six.
Yes. We got triplets.
You are my kind of crazy. I love it.
It was kind of crazy.
So take us through, you did do some foster care.
We did.
Okay. And that was on the East Coast?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So share just a little bit about that, how you guys got started in that journey.
Okay. Well, I originally had kind of planned on having more children. Mm-hmm. But after my third child, I ended up having my tubes tied because I had so many different health issues, which was really kind of heartbreaking for me. But at the same time, my husband and I had always talked about adoption, wanting to adopt, and really wanting to adopt through foster care.
Okay.
International adoption was just way too expensive for us. We were social workers.
Yeah, bless you.
You know, making $6.25 an hour.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, trying to pay for an international adoption was just not going to work for us.
Right.
So we were foster parents. We went through all the training. And then we waited.
Yeah.
And we waited for a year.
Whoa.
We got our first placement.
Yeah.
Maybe a month before our license expired.
Oh, man.
And that was crazy in that, you know, they give you a call.
Right.
And there's a baby on your doorstep.
Yes.
So we had a little girl. We didn't know her name. We didn't know how old she was. She had no clothing. She had been found in a parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Of a hotel. Nobody knew where her parents were. And so we frantically ran out to make sure that we had enough stuff for her.
Yes.
And then about 6 hours later, got a phone call that her baby brother was also being put into placement. So I think she was two. I think they ended up saying she was two.
Yeah.
And her brother was 6 months old.
Oh, my word.
And 4 days later, they went back to their parents.
Oh, wow.
Which is really, really unusual.
Yes, that
is
unusual.
It was good.
Yeah.
Because it was an accident.
Okay.
Mom had been at work. Dad was sleeping.
Okay.
And little one got out the door.
Okay.
In the middle of the winter.
Okay. Well, so there was kind of a happy ending there.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
And then through that, you guys ended up coming back to Arizona.
We did.
Okay.
By way of Alaska, but yes.
Yes. Yes. I do want to mention, Jennifer has a book. Tell us the title of that book.
I do. It's called Alaska Unwilling. And
I just love that title.
Yes, I did not want to leave Pennsylvania, actually.
Oh, well.
It really had nothing to do with Alaska.
Really? Because it would for me. Yeah.
Well,
I would
definitely
go unwillingly.
My husband was born and raised there, so for him it was going home.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so that's kind of helpful.
It was for him.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it took every ounce of missionary training that I had had to really cope there.
Because you guys lived in the bush.
We did.
It
was third world environment.
Yeah.
We had no running water, no indoor plumbing.
In Alaska.
In Alaska, where we saw 65 below.
Oh, my word.
So,
yeah. We've been watching that Netflix or I don't know what it's on, Discovery, Alone, where they're in Alaska alone and try to survive. Yeah. Forget about it. No. I need Target, Jennifer.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Well, you know, loving Target personally, I completely understand.
Yes. Wow. Okay. So if you want to hear about Jennifer's adventure in Alaska, Alaska Unwilling.
Correct.
Yes. Lovely.
Yes.
And on Amazon, we can get that.
Yes. You can get it on Kindle or paperback.
Okay. Support my adoptive mama friend here.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Alaska. And do you feel like maybe Alaska was part of your... just a little bit of training with the native people in Alaska to maybe kind of help you with the kids you were going to be adopting or no?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. It was more of an opportunity to see how my husband grew up.
Okay.
He was from that village. We definitely were able to and had some amazing relationships with the native people there.
Yeah.
They're very community-oriented, very mm-hmm. family-oriented. Mm-hmm. So it was a bunch of grandmas and aunties and mm-hmm. uncles, and it really was amazing to get to be part of that.
Yeah.
And then I really got to see how my husband grew up, and that 2 years was an opportunity for God to really work on me.
From unwilling to maybe a little more willing?
From unwilling to really looking at all of the coping mechanisms that mm-hmm. I had been hiding behind for decades.
Ooh, that's
so
good.
It was painful.
Yes.
Very,
it usually
very painful.
Is. Yes.
Yeah, but so good. Mm. I can really see how God used that time to prepare me to be a pastor's wife here in Skull Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's mention that too. So what is your husband's name, Jennifer?
His name is Jason.
Jason. Hi, Jason. Pastor Jason. And
yes.
you guys minister to the community out in Skull Valley.
Correct.
Here in Northern Arizona. And the name of your church?
It's Skull Valley Bible Church.
Skull Valley Bible. I like it. The clue
Easy
is in the title there. Where is it? Skull Valley.
That's
What's
right.
it about? Bible.
That's
there you
right.
go.
That's
Boom.
Right.
All right. So, and then kind of bring us into how these three little people, Native American little people,
yes.
which really, for those of you who don't know, in our area, and I'm assuming maybe this is nationwide, Native American children who are put into foster care typically are taken back by the tribe.
Yes.
It's kind of unheard of to adopt Native American children outside of the tribe. So
Correct.
How did God work that out for you guys?
By one miracle at a time.
Yeah.
We, we applied to be adoptive parents through Christian Family Care,
mm-hmm.
but we did want to adopt foster children. So we were not foster parents this time,
mm-hmm.
but really began that process, had the foster care training, and got a call. I'm super fast forward
yeah.
telling this story, but we got a phone call about an 8-month-old baby.
Yeah.
And we said, yes, absolutely. And as you know, nothing moves quickly in foster care and adoption. So I've kind of, my time has kind of disappeared here, but we said yes.
Yeah.
And then got a phone call a little while later. There's actually three children.
And you had three in your home already.
Correct. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I had two teenagers at the time, and then my youngest son was 12.
So how did that conversation go in your household with your hubby?
I think that particularly with the kids.
Yeah. Okay. More with the kids.
They were so used to us doing crazy things.
Yes.
That they're like, okay, this is what we're doing now.
Next crazy thing.
And Jason and I had already decided that we would take a sibling group if that was something that was ever presented to us.
Okay.
We just were not comfortable with separating siblings.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a lot to take in,
mm-hmm.
Thinking about taking three. But we said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of started that process, really started praying for these girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, asking people to pray for us, just prepare our hearts for God to make a way.
Mm-hmm. And now, did you know they were Native American? Did they tell you that?
No, not at that time. They
oh,
did not.
Okay.
They just said three siblings.
Okay.
And then we got that call. Wow. Oh, never mind. You can't adopt them. They're
right.
Native American. And it actually was so devastating because we knew in our hearts it was those children that were to be part
invested.
Of our family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Already praying for them,
right.
already asking our church family to pray and
mm-hmm.
and so on. So I had a really hard time with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then radio silence
mm-hmm.
and not hearing from anybody. Well, what happened? What's going on?
Right.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Really struggling with God even and
yeah.
saying, Lord, I don't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
And God said their adoption is going to disrupt. We had been told that they were put in an adoptive placement.
Okay.
3 months before we were ever told that they were not coming to us. So I just kind of was like, man, I'm a horrible person to think that their adoption's going to disrupt. Who would do that? And really just kind of really blew that off.
Yeah.
And so we started pursuing other children, which was hard because our hearts were really broken.
Yeah.
And I was working at Community Pregnancy Center and had a boss I could really be open with and tell her this was our plan and this is what God is doing.
Yeah.
And on a Friday, I was talking to our caseworker from Christian Family Care. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, hang on. I got this email. Oh, that's so horrible. This adoption disrupted.
Oh, my
And
word.
I was like, oh, you got to go? Okay, I'll talk to you later. And I started shaking as soon as I got off the phone with her. And I said, it's our girls.
Oh, my word.
I just knew. Mm-hmm. So I called her back and I said, are those our girls?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Jennifer, it's your girls.
Wow.
So she's like, I'm going to look into this some more, if that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
We went through a very long weekend, again, not hearing anything.
That's
waiting
so hard.
And waiting.
Yes.
On Monday, we got a phone call saying their adoption did disrupt. We want to immediately remove them from where they are.
Whoa.
And we know this is really sudden, but if you can tell us yes as soon as possible, that'd be great. And we were like, okay.
Oh, man.
We said yes.
Yeah.
I quit my job.
Oh, my word.
Monday. Tuesday, we like completely refitted our home because we didn't have beds. We didn't even know their names.
Oh, my word.
We didn't know how old they were. I didn't know if they were still in diapers, if they were on a bottle. I had no idea.
And you said yes.
And we said yes.
Wow.
And they were in our home on Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are my kind of crazy.
It was pretty crazy.
Oh, my word.
It was crazy.
Wow.
It was. And
okay.
We were the, so the girls were 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
When they came to us. We were the 8th home for the 2 and 3 year olds. And we were the 8th, yes.
And the oldest was only 3.
She was 3.
She'd been in 8 different homes.
Yes.
That says a lot.
Yeah, she had been removed from her parents.
Yeah.
And then was in a foster home, went back to her parents, was removed again. And I believe at that time is when they took the other little one as well.
Oh, my word.
And of course, I don't know all of this exactly. I wasn't their foster mom.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure that the baby was taken at the hospital.
Okay. Yeah. Usually so, that's kind of how it happens.
Yeah.
If the other two are in care already.
Yes.
Wow. 8 times. That just breaks my heart.
And you could tell.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Right?
The transportation worker was someone that they had never met before.
Oh.
And she drove them from Flagstaff to our house.
Yeah.
And we signed the papers and she said, have a nice day.
Oh my gosh.
And the then 3-year-old said, bye mama, to this woman she'd never met before.
Oh, I have goosebumps. Oh, you know, I was just, we did respite care just a little while ago and, we were at a birthday party and I had the little person with me and, you know, people of course wanted to hold her and they're saying, oh my gosh, she's just so great. She'll just go to anybody and da, da, da. And I just stopped and did a little infomercial, a little educating.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
that's not a good
I know
thing.
That it seems like a good thing, like, oh, but it really isn't a good thing because there's just no attachment
right.
there. She was looking for me, which, you know, is in her favor. There is some kind of healthy attachment there.
Right.
But yeah, the bye mama to the stranger. Oh, that just hurts my heart. Oh, my gosh.
It was like being gut punched.
Yes.
It was hard.
Oh, that's so hard. Real Talk listeners, we're going to do a part 2. So just stay tuned. I'm going to keep Jennifer here. We're going to finish this story. So we're going to do like a cliffhanger. We're going to leave you on the edge wanting more from Jennifer Hamilton and their story of how they adopted 3 precious little girls out of the foster care system, little Native American, beautiful, beautiful girls. So stay tuned. This has been another Real Talk. I'm your host, Raylene Challoner, and it's bye for now.
With a name like Zebrascapes, you've got to be good at what you do. So what does Zebrascapes do? Just listen. They can create the yard of your dreams. From design and installation to maintenance, weed control, irrigation and yard cleanup, to tree care services, Zebrascapes Landscaping and Services, it says it all, and they do it all. Read all about them at zebrascapes.com or get the conversation started at 928-830-4061. Zebrascapes.